Book 3, Canto 4, The Vision and the Boon, page 341 to 343. August and sweet sank hushed that mighty voice. Nothing now moved in the vast brooding space. A stillness came upon the listening world, a mute immensity of the Eternal's peace. But Aswapati's heart replied to her, a cry amid the silence of the vasts. How shall I rest content with mortal days and the dull measure of terrestrial things, I who have seen behind the cosmic mask the glory and the beauty of thy face? Hard is the doom to which thou bindest thy sons. How long shall our spirits battle with the night and bear defeat and the brute yoke of death, we who are vessels of a deathless force and builders of the godhead of the race? Or, if it is thy work I do below, amid the error and waste of human life, in the vague light of man's half-conscious mind, why breaks not in some distant gleam of thee? Ever the centuries and millenniums pass. Where in the grayness is thy coming's ray? Where is the thunder of thy victory's wings? Only we hear the feet of passing gods. A plan in the occult eternal mind, mapped out to backward and prophetic sight, the eons ever repeat their changeless round. The cycles all rebuild and ever aspire. All we have done is ever still to do. All breaks and all renews and is the same. Huge revolutions of life's fruitless gyre, the newborn ages perish like the old, as if the sad enigma kept its right, till all is done for which this scene was made. Too little the strength that now with us is born, too faint the light that steals through nature's lids, too scant the joy which she buys our pain. In a brute world that knows not its own sense, thought-racked upon the wheel of birth we live, the instrument of an impulse not our own, moved to achieve with our heart's blood for price, half-knowledge, half-creations that soon tire. A foiled immortal soul in perishing limbs, baffled and beaten back, we labor still. Annulled, frustrated, spent, we still survive. In anguish we labor, that from us may rise a larger seeing man with nobler heart, a golden vessel of the incarnate truth, the executor of the divine attempt, equipped to wear the earthly body of God, communicant and prophet and lover and king. I know that thy creation cannot fail, for even through the mists of mortal thought, infallible are thy mysterious steps. And though necessity dons the garb of chance, hidden in the blind shifts of fate she keeps the slow, calm logic of infinity's pace, and the inviolate sequence of its will. All life is fixed in an ascending scale, and adamantine is the evolving law. In the beginning is prepared the close.